In studio, I have Karina Cunningham, and Karina is going to tell us all about what she's up to.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for having me here today, Michael. I'm really thrilled to be here. And I love Near Radio. Thank you very, very much. I'm here to talk to everybody about style, warrior, fashion and entertainment shows. I have run three successful shows in the past with my fantastic sponsor, Ray Quinn Bats Dora Moore, who luckily backs me up on each venture that I try to put myself out on. So thank you, Ray. By my last three shows, they were all different charities. The first one was for Richie Callahan Fund. The second one was for the Families of Regret. And the third one was for NACREET, which is Northeastern Cancer Research, for Professor Brian Hennessy in Beaumont. So my next show will be next year, and it's in aid of My Lovely Horse Rescue, and they're a fantastic bunch of people. I've met up with them on a few events already, and this is my first animal charity venture, so you know, hopefully we're going to help some horses and some dogs and cats that get abandoned. They're great people, so I'm really excited to be helping them out.
And I have to say, I love, excuse me, we were talking earlier and you were wondering about your own throat getting cut. I'm after getting cut there myself. I love My Lovely Horse Rescue.
They're a great bunch. Yeah. The energy from them, it's unreal. They're fantastic.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. But tell us all about the Style Warriors fashion events. It's intriguing me.
Well, every time I do a show, it kind of goes off in a different direction. This next show is going to be about models and teenagers and young adults and even older adults. I use older models as well. We're trying to bring out their extra hobbies, if they're good at singing, if they're good at dancing, acting, anything like that. And we're going to try and give them an opportunity on my next show to show that side of them as well. So it's not going to be like Ireland's Got Talent, I can say that. But, you know, there is opportunities going to be there for anyone who wants to show us something different. Fire dancers, you know, jugglers, circus acts. So, you know, we will be doing casting days for this. But we have a presentation evening on Sunday the 15th of September in Club 22 in South Ann Street, who we were very, very lucky to get on board. Thanks to Robbie Kane and Mark Grogan, they got us the venue to host this evening. And of course, James, the part owner of Club 22, has been very encouraging to us, to say the least. So on the Sunday the 15th, we're showing a little movie that we made of our models dressing up and doing little street promotion and some of the acts that I would normally use on my shows. They will also be there on that particular, on that night. We're going to have different acts on. I'm going to have David Gilner, Lightning Comedy. Carl Bowe will be doing Welcoming. Steve Mangan will be doing some Buble. Chris Capelli will be from Cafe Rubens. She will be singing some burlesque songs. We have the Twisted Sisters, who are a drag queen act, and Jinx and Leo, who are gothic singers. And we're going to be very lucky to actually see Elevation Falls by Belinda Rogers and her daughter Hazel. Their brand new video that they're just releasing this weekend, we're going to actually show that at the venue as well. Plus, we're doing a slideshow of all the photography that we have taken on the day that we made this film. So the little film will be shown, thanks to Ariel Martin and his crew, and all the photographers who took some amazing photographs. We're going to do a slideshow of their work that night as well. So there'll be a mixture of visuals and entertainment, and once again, Ray Quinn, my sponsor, will be there showing his bathroom show as well. We'll be showing a little clip of that. And we will have a few videos of different people performing. It'll be an exciting evening. It's a free event, and we're hoping to meet some new people and get new fresh ideas on where to go with the show next year.
Well, I have to say, I'm just looking at your card here for the
That's the invite.
The invite for the event. And this is your daughter standing on the table.
This is my daughter, Becky Archbold, lunatic.
So, yeah, I'll have to be on other. Now, I'm going to have to be very careful in what I say. But you mentioned burlesque. And I suppose you would call that outfit a bit
This is burlesque. I design my own costumes, which gives me the stage to put my own merchandise. I don't sell merchandise, by the way. I just make it as a hobby. And this is my daughter. And where else could you have her but in Ardvellan Castle on the dining room table. With nice crockery on the table. And behind her, we have Brian Grim Reaper, who has been on Ireland's Got Talent last year. He's actually a really cool guy. And he's featured on my shows before as well. So it would be, I think they call it sideshow, burlesque. You know, my shows would have that kind of angle to them as well. They're not a fashion show just for the ladies. These are shows for guys and girls. They're very exciting, upbeat. And music is usually loud and pounding and rock and rock and goth. So there is nothing normal really about this. It's not a normal fashion show that you would go to a hotel and see the nice ladies walking down in on a piece of red carpet. This is not that type of show. This is an entertaining show. You know, so bring your husband, bring your guys, make it a guys' night out. There will be a lot of very, you know, energetic acts on.
And one might say it's the nice ladies having fun.
Yeah, well, it's guys as well, because each of my shows, the first one was probably just, you know, a tester to see how things went. Then it kind of evolved into having more burlesque acts on board, and that's when the guys started coming in. And then the last show was a lot of different things. We had a snake dancer as well. You know, a lot of the burlesque people I would be friends with, and they're a great bunch of people. I know they're way out there, but they are so, so cool. So I don't want normal. I want, you know, kind of a little bit outrageous. And we have our drag queen act, the Twisted Sisters, last year. They were really good fun.
And I see it's on Sunday, the 15th of September, which is Sunday week.
That's right.
And I'm just wondering, will there be any chance you might get some of the Dublin Ladies GAA team coming in?
If they wanted to. Yes, for
that
sure.
After winning their three in a row.
Well, they deserve the stage, don't they?
They do indeed. Absolutely fabulous. And hopefully the lads can do it on the evening beforehand as well.
Like, that's a dodgy evening, isn't it?
I'm saying nothing. I keep my fingers crossed and touching
good God.
Wood.
They have the whole day to sleep. They just better get up at about 4 o'clock and get in to me at six.
Yeah, well, I'm just knowing some of those characters, they could very easily be.
This is a free event. Mm-hmm. You don't really need an invite to come to it. If you've got any talents that you want to show or be part of, we're going to throw probably a bit of karaoke at the end of the night so you can get up and sing yourself. It's going to just be a fun night. It's like a party night, and it's to thank all my fabulous models. I just need to say one thing about my gorgeous, gorgeous models. These models are completely voluntary. They are not with Assets Modelling Agency, who is amazing at what they do. My models would be two inches too short. They wouldn't have the right measurements that you have to have, the statistics that you need to have to be in a proper modelling agency. But they are some people on stage, guys and girls. They are absolutely amazing. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart, because they support me constantly for nothing. Everything is free. This is all charity work we do.
This is a people with passion.
It is, yeah. Style warriors. We are warriors. Yeah. And I have a few ideas for next year, and you're going to hear an awful lot more about Style Warriors.
Excellent. Now, it's in Club 22 in
South Anne Street. Yeah.
Now, that's not the old McGonagall's, is it?
I'm not sure, actually. It used to be owned by Michael Wrights. Yeah. And then he sold it on to James, and I'm not sure of James' partner's name. And it's actually a lot of the staff from Wrights work there.
Yeah. Now, the reason I say that is because I read something in the last few weeks that the old McGonagall's has reopened under a different name.
Well, this now is long opened. This is a few years opened.
Yes.
And the furnishings are beautiful. It's all drapes and chandeliers, and it's very bling bling. It's actually a really gorgeous venue.
Yeah. Well, the new McGonagall's, as I'm going to call it, is they have opened it as a music venue now as well.
Oh, really? That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Which, as you know, McGonagall's originally was a kind of a dance hall anyway. You had big bands in it and so forth.
Well, I'm trying to bring everything back. I'm trying to bring live bands into my next show, and very kind of more like a Style Warrior Fest. I would like it to be much more like that. So I have a big venue that I'm hoping to pull, but I haven't got confirmation on it yet, so I can't go around bragging about it. But even so, if I don't get that venue, I will get somewhere else, and it will be another league again. I was lucky last time I had Project Fashion on board. They're young kids that thought how to use sewing machines. So they're Paul, who looks after that himself and his wife. They run workshops all around the country, North County Dublin mostly. And these kids opened my show last year, and they were amazing. And the idea is just to nurture these kids from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And just get into using a sewing machine. I don't know how to use a sewing machine, by the way, but I use a needle and a thread. The amount of kids that don't know how to put a piece of thread to a needle, and I'm sorry to say, both my daughters would be one of those, or each of those. Just follow your passion, because, you know, life is tough if you haven't got something that really does give you your buzz. And thankfully, Style Warriors gives me mine.
And I was going to say to you there, when you mentioned that you were thinking of having some music or live bands, I do two music shows here at Mir FM, and they're dedicated to young Irish acts.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
And I can tell you the absolute
passion
these people have. They're absolutely brilliant, and there's so many of them around. They're fighting to get gigs, gigs, just to get out there and for the exposure.
Yeah.
So whatever genre you're into, there are loads out there, and these kids are absolutely fabulous. I cannot stress how brilliant the talent is in this country at the moment.
I think Ireland is very good for the arts, though.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know David Gilner from Swords. He's a playwright. He's trying to open up a theatre in Fingal County Council. Now, he's got 100% my backup and anything that he needs. But he is a very talented young guy, and he is pushing Fingal County Council to try and get a place to build a theatre, to bring on all those kids that are at a loose end, that need something to encourage them into finding a field of something that gives them their buzz. So I really feel that the arts should be supported, and they are supported quite well, I think, by the government. I think they are.
Well, I would say the government are doing the best they can.
Yeah.
It's just the level of creativity that's out there in Ireland at the moment.
Yeah.
There's so much, and so many people want to get involved, and there is only a small enough pot to go round, so it's quite difficult. But it's out there, and what's brilliant is technology has taken over.
That's true. Your YouTubes, you can put it all up there.
They can get it out there, and they can actually, they don't need studios so much anymore. You often hear them. They've done it in their own, nearly in their own bathroom.
I know, it's amazing.
They can produce this stuff.
Yeah.
And
they're techno
class.
Heads. These young kids are techno heads. I'm not. I have a lovely little girl, Emma Murtha, who's helping me do all my PR stuff. Without her, and they're sitting beside me. Oh yeah, push that button, Greena. Oh yeah, thank you.
No, I actually understand where you're, because I love technology. I absolutely love technology.
I wish I was like that.
No, I do. I do love it. But the problem is, do I know how to use it? Not particularly.
All right.
I'm looking at something. I'm scratching my head, and just like you, I've young lads who my own young lads who are very much into all that. And they say, Dad, you just do that and do that and do that. And there it's gone. And I'm going, I could be there half an hour.
If you just knew.
If I just knew.
I know.
And then the other thing, I'm getting that little bit older, that, you might tell me, but
you have to remember it.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I'm the exact same. You almost need to write these things down. And then you put the piece of paper. Where'd you put the piece of paper? Take a photograph, put it into your notes in your phone. Well,
welcome to my world.
My world too.
Now, as we're going to have to finish up, because I think we're going to have another little bit of music now in a minute.
Okie dokie.
But we better get out. Where do people go? When do they go?
Well, they could join me on Facebook, first of all. Either Karina Cunningham, C-A-R-I-N-A, C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M, owner of Style Warriors Fashion and Entertainment Show. I've just gone on to Instagram. about 2 weeks ago, and that Style Warrior Presents is the Instagram address, or my where when I make outfits, that's Cherie's Styling Studio. So any of those three ways you could contact me. If you join us on Facebook, that would be a really good way, because we'll be advertising casting days and things like that to develop the show for next year. And any of the really, really good acts will make it on the show. And this, as I said, is, I can show videos. I can post up videos, probably I will later today, so that anyone can click in on them and see what Style Warriors 1, 2 and 3 actually was like. They were big, big productions. This is not a Mickey Mouse show. This is a very big show, and it's going places.
And it's happening on the 15th of September in Club 22, South Ann Street. And it's between 6 and 7?
Well, between 6 and 7 is the reception. And then it will go on until probably 10, 11, 12, depending on the amount of turnout. And
late into the... Late into the early hours, well, as they say.
Unfortunately, and unfortunately, I could only get a Sunday. But look, it's a Sunday, and it's not a weekday, so that's something.
Indeed. There we go. As I said, that was Iggy Pop and Lust for Life. I hope you enjoyed that one.
I like AC/DC, Marilyn Manson, you name it, I like it.
Good fun music, and I have to say that's what I like as well. Now, the odd time I like to feel a little depressed sometimes, and you might get it.
Who would you play then?
Yeah, Leonard Cohen.
Oh yeah,
Leonard Cohen esque.
Oh yeah, he's still good.
But he's brilliant. But it's what they say, it brings you down and settles you down a little.
Yeah.
And get you in a kind of more of a pensive mood.
All right.
But in general, I'm very much into the upbeat.
Yeah, yeah. Energy.
Energy. Yeah. And get you going. And that's why first thing this morning, we played a couple of UB40 tracks.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat UB40.
Yeah,
they're happy.
They're just joyous. And there's actually I played them yesterday morning, was a band from Dublin called La Boom.
No, I didn't hear it then.
La Boom, absolutely brilliant. And I say about them is, when I hear La Boom, they put a smile on my face.
Wow, are they a new band?
They're a new band, well, 2, 3, 4 years round. They're one of the more prominent of the new group of Irish talent that's out there. La Boom, they're absolutely brilliant.
Good, okay. I'll have to start looking up bands next.
Well, you could listen into my show on a Saturday
night. What time?
At 8:30 till 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, Irish to the Core.
That would be a great idea, actually.
Or you can listen in on a Tuesday night, 9:30 to 10:30 to Nightbeat, and they're all new Irish bands.
That's fantastic. So I'll tell you what, you do the initial step and then I'll do the poaching afterwards.
Exactly, that's it. And we're back. And do you know what? I just can't get her out of the studio.
I'm not leaving. I want a job here, actually. I think I'd be really good at this.
I actually have to say I totally agree with you. I think you'd be brilliant at this.
You're not getting rid of me. I'll like give my drag queens a mention. I'm very sorry. You have to say a big hello to Harley Monroe and to Guy Queen. They're going to be performing for us on the Sunday act as well. The Style Warriors show.
Well, I have to say now, that last one you mentioned has really got what it says on the box there in his name, Guy Queen. Lovely.
I had Ariana Grinder on my last show, Nutcases. Ariana Grinder and the Twisted Sisters. Oh my God. The fun we had. Honestly, they're great crack, the lot of them. Good fun, good people. All really, really helpful. They're a great bunch. But once again, I need to say my sponsor, Ray Quinn, has backed me in everything, and he is so good. Ray Quinn Bath Store and more. Now, I'm looking for anybody else who'd like to sponsor me. Don't be afraid to come over and pay for an act or something like that, just to help us with stage productions. Because the stage productions, you know, they do cost money, as much as everybody's in it for the charity and they try their very best to help. Things cost no matter what. And as soon as I have those type of things covered, then the rest of the money goes to the charity. So, you know, it is nice to get people back you up and just say maybe sponsor an act. So anybody who's interested in doing that part, I'd really be very welcome.
And I take it if somebody has a talent in themselves,
not just
a stage talent, but maybe a back of house talent that can help you like that, they'd be very much appreciated.
All hands on deck, definitely.
Indeed.
It's great fun, even, you know, behind the scenes. My choreographer, Anna Waters, she's fantastic buzz as well, high energy lady. She's pulled in a few dance acts. There is a few of us that work behind the scenes to pull it all together. And, you know, I'm always interested in listening to new ideas. Mark Grogan has been very helpful over the last 2-3 months. And David Gillen has been really, really good too. You know, I've been lucky that I've crossed paths with really nice people. But once again, it's because it's their passion. You can tell it. They just shine from it, you know.
Indeed. You know, but I have to say, I always found people who get involved in volunteer work.
Yeah, that's the difference, isn't it?
It's just so uplifting. Yeah. You know, it can be a bit drudgery at sometimes and that. But... Yeah. It makes you feel so good.
Yeah, and it's nice to give, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Yeah, that's
to do a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I can't run a marathon. That's never going to happen. But I can do Style Warriors.
Yeah, and it all counts. Is there anybody else you would like to...
Oh, my two daughters were having to put up, I suppose, Becky Archibald and Ali Archibald, who helps me with my mini horses in the back garden. The two of them are fantastic kids. I'm very, very lucky. And my gorgeous grandchildren as well. But I suppose I am lucky. I have positive people all around me, and that's what makes a difference.
It does. It is. In your whole life, having positive people around you makes such a difference. Everybody to their own, but for myself, I feel better when people around me are positive.
Oh, yeah, it's infectious.
It is indeed.
It's a bit like comedy. It's infectious.
I actually spoke to a few people. We were talking about mindfulness and different sort of things. But one of the things I used to say was that when I was working in my professional life, I would get up out of bed in the morning, and I used to purposely smile at myself in the mirror.
All right.
And I felt better for doing that. Yeah. My mood went
changed.
Up
yeah.
by just smiling.
And there's a simple little thing to kind of uplift, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody talking to me about it, and there are certain endorphins released in the brain when you smile.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's the panacea for everything, but certainly
it does help, there's no doubt.
It does help. If you want to be happy, you can make yourself happy.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Karina, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Once again, everybody, South Ann Street.
Oh my God, the queues will be out the door. God,
Club,
come early, whoever you
Club
are.
Club 22.
Say my name. R.A. Quinn, you'll get in.
Sunday the 15th of September.
That's right. Yeah,
so go straight from Croke Park over.
Oh yeah, Mattress Mick, you better be there, by the way. He's been very good to me as well. Mattress Mick, you better be there.
Okay, Karina, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.